With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A children and youth service in Georgetown has closed out Children's Month with a call for adults to do more to protect and support young people. Speaking at yesterday's service, the Honorable Gary Rutte, Deputy Premier of the Cayman Islands, reminded listeners that according to Psalm 127, verse 3, children are a heritage from the Lord and a trust for the whole community.
Children are one of God's greatest blessings. They bring joy, hope, curiosity, and a sense of purpose to our families and our nation.
Ruddy urged parents, teachers, mentors, leaders, and neighbors to make sure every child feels safe, loved, respected, and empowered to reach their full potential. In other news, the countdown to the deputy governor's retirement has officially begun. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
Honorable Franz Mandison has a robust agenda for the next few weeks, where he'll be interfacing with various government ministries, departments, and agencies for the last time in his capacity as DG.
So I will start as an intern the year before. Then I was an hourly paid worker, so I was not even appointed to an official role. Then I was a clerical assistant, a clerical officer, an immigration officer, a senior immigration officer, an assistant chief immigration officer, deputy chief immigration officer, chief immigration officer, deputy chief secretary, chief officer, and deputy governor. So a long ride.
Mr. Mandison traveled to the Sister Islands to connect with employees of district administration, including District Commissioner Mark Tibbetts.
Finally, effective today, a temporary fuel waiver goes into effect, which should soon result in lower prices at the pump. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, it's just one part of the government's new summer fuel relief program.
Government's temporary fuel duty waiver is part of a wider three-phase energy relief and resilience plan aimed at helping families through a costly and hotter-than-usual summer. Alongside duty-free gasoline and diesel for June through September, the plan introduces a cap on the fuel charge portion of residential electricity bills, set at about 18 cents per kilowatt hour for the summer period. Officials say that cap will apply automatically to the vast majority of residential customers, using between roughly 100 and 2,000 kilowatt hours per month, with no application needed. The combined short-term measures at the pump, on propane, and on electricity fuel charges amount to a relief package of around $9 million, designed to offset spikes in global fuel prices. Medium term, government plans to relaunch and expand the CHEER Home Energy Efficiency Program, focusing first on measures like spray foam roof insulation for eligible households to permanently cut cooling costs. Longer term, the strategy calls for a major expansion of solar generation under the National Energy Policy, reducing Cayman's dependence on imported diesel. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Residents are also being urged to look at simple energy-saving steps at home this summer. You can find out more at energy.gov.ky and gov.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. With the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordering strikes on what he called terrorist targets in the Lebanese capital Beirut, the residents in Beirut's southern suburbs have been ordered by the Israeli military to evacuate. Large numbers have been fleeing in response. Meanwhile, reports from Iran say the government will pause indirect negotiations with the US because of Israel's attacks on Lebanon. The Tasnim news agency said messages would no longer be exchanged. There's been no confirmation from Tehran. The US biotechnology company Moderna says it's working with a global health coalition to develop a potential vaccine for a rare strain of Ebola linked to an outbreak in the DRC. There is currently no approved vaccine or cure. Hungary's new Prime Minister Péter Magyar says his government will amend the constitution to remove the country's president if he doesn't resign. It's part of a push to eliminate officials appointed by his predecessor Viktor Orbán. Polls have closed in Ethiopia's parliamentary elections, with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party expected to retain power. Millions cast their ballots amid security problems in some places. The Belgian authorities are investigating the fintech company Wise, which deals in digital money transfers worldwide, on allegations that criminals used its accounts to launder money. The transactions under scrutiny are said to total more than $580 million. Newly released documents in Britain show the sacked former minister, Peter Mandelson, told the government it would never regret appointing him as ambassador to the US. Lord Mandelson was dismissed after 9 months later over his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And a monkey has created chaos inside a court complex in northern India by snatching a bag full of cash and then throwing the notes around when it didn't find any food. That's the latest world news from the BBC.